In 2016, ABC's Four Corners program aired Australia's Shame, which featured disturbing imagery and footage of children being abused while held in the Don Dale Juvenile Detention Centre in Darwin. Then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull launched the Royal Commission into the Protection and Detention of Children in the Northern Territory. It's now been a year since we have heard the findings of the Royal Commission. So what has changed? Faith Gordon is a lecturer in criminology at Monash University. She joins us on the line now to talk about this further. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning, Casey.
So let's start with some of the findings of the Royal Commission. What came out of this?
Well, there were a number of significant findings, including that youth detention centres were not fit for accommodating or rehabilitating children and young people. The Commission reported that children were subject to verbal abuse, physical control and humiliation, and were being denied access to their basic human rights. There were reported findings such as youth justice officers restraining children and using force inappropriately, and isolation continued to be used inappropriately and punitively and inconsistently with the legislation. And the Commission also found that senior government members were aware of this but chose to ignore these abusive practices that were going on.
Now, these were extremely disturbing and highly emotive images, Faith. It became that big uproar in the public's eye. What were some of the recommendations that the report made in order to ensure that this sort of behaviour doesn't happen again where people are meant to be taken care of?
Yes, the Royal Commission process itself in Australia, it does allow for that very independent body with huge expansive powers really to examine human rights violations, and the report made substantial recommendations for reform. There were some 227 recommendations to address those failures of child protection. And wide-ranging reforms included, calling for this Don Dale retired adult, it had been a retired adult facility, widely acknowledged to be unsuitable for children. And one of the chief recommendations of the Commission was that that should be closed down as soon as possible. Another recommendation is raising the age of criminal responsibility. It's set at a very low 10, like some other international jurisdictions, such as the UK. So the Commission recommended that should be raised to 12. And, only allowing children under the age of 14 to be detained for the most serious crimes. Developing a 10-year strategy for families, a generational strategy to address child protection and prevention of harm to children. Also to establishing a number of networks, family support centres to provide, services to families across the Northern Territory. Also to this emphasis on the need to shift, in youth justice practices and ethos, to increase diversion and also much more therapeutic approaches, as well as developing a new model of bail and increasing engagement with and the involvement of Aboriginal organisations in child protection, in youth justice and detention.
Okay, that was a lot of. There were a lot of recommendations there.
There were.
We've had a year since these recommendations and the findings were handed down. Have we seen any change?
Well, the implications really of the findings are very, very important in terms of challenging those practices and identifying, as well as encouraging all of this much needed change in the Northern Territory, but also to we can argue across Australia more broadly. There has been some legislative reform. In May this year, the Youth Justice Legislation Amendment Bill 2018. But NGOs such as the Human Rights Law Centre have said that the Northern Territory government, there needs to be much more action from them because they have agreed to the recommendations. But a year on, Don Dale does continue to be in operation despite that recommendation and that it should be closed as soon as possible. And the ongoing use of that facility does continue really to arouse a lot of concerns among legal practitioners and advocates and key youth justice stakeholders. The government itself has asserted that in the past year they've completed specialist training for staff, have recruited new staff, and have set up some restorative practice training. But these, you know, developments, they do represent important progress, but there's been a number of high-profile incidents at Don Dale recently, which do pose further serious questions, really, about the extent to which the problems at the very heart of the Royal Commission, you know, that they do remain largely unaddressed. And there is a large amount of scepticism as well over the degree to which, you know, this commission was going to be a moment of change, because it's now more than 25 years after the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody. And for many people, there is a lack of progress since that 1998 Royal Commission, and it does cast doubt over the potential for this Royal Commission to bring about change.
I'm speaking with Faith Gordon, lecturer in criminology at Monash University, about the findings of the Royal Commission into the protection and detention of children in the Northern Territory 1 year later. So, Faith, it seems like, and you spoke then about some of the scepticism about change being made, and you know, Australia has this long history in, you know, failing to protect children's rights, and you know, especially, you know, the abhorrent treatment of Aboriginal children by the state. Why is it that changes take so long to be made within this system?
I think in terms of, you know, the political will to do so, you know, in relation to the Royal Commission, there isn't that, you know, accountability built-in mechanism. You know, yesterday, for example, it was World Children's Day. You know, next year is going to mark 30 years since Australia ratified the 1989 United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. And that imagery of Don Dale, and also to, you know, children detained on Nauru, paint pictures on the international stage of injustices and breaches of core international children's rights. Significantly, Australia still does not have a national strategy or measures to ensure the implementation of appropriate protections of the rights of children. And there are lots of serious concerns that have been raised very recently in a UNICEF report that was published at the beginning of this month. And the organisation consulted with well over 500 children all around Australia, and their findings draw out very significant points in relation to gross violations of children's rights in detention. And they've made a number of recommendations also in their report relating to the calls for prohibition of the use of solitary confinement. And they've made a number of recommendations, including the need for child-specific and independent inspectorates and complaint mechanisms. And they've called on the governments to be held accountable to children and young people who have been affected by all of the state's failings in the domain of juvenile justice.
Well, Faith, we're just about out of time. Thanks very much for speaking with us this morning, and hopefully we can see some, you know, more large-scale changes made in the future.
Thank you, Casey. Thanks.
That was Faith Gordon. She's a lecturer in criminology at Monash University. She was speaking about what needs to be changed in the Northern Territory a year after the findings of the Royal Commission into the Protection and Detention of Children in the NT was handed down. You're listening to Breakfast here on Radio Adelaide.